I'm David Brancaccio with market players still cautiously watching signs that the first phase of a U.S.-China trade deal may be coalescing. The tariffs in question will play out on the biggest shopping day of the year. That's not the day after Thanksgiving. It is this coming Monday, the holiday in China, Singles Day, on 11-11. Those numeral ones represent singles who are expected, if not to meet up, then to shop. Marketplace's Erica Barris reports those shoppers may not be buying as much from the U.S.
A new poll from research firm Alex Partners found that 78% of Chinese consumers say they're less likely to buy American brands for the holiday, all because of how they view the trade war, says Shanghai-based Jason Ong with Alex Partners.
There is this general perception that with the trade war, the American government isn't exactly playing fair, and it's really hurting the local companies, and they feel like it's been unfairly targeted.
That may mean trouble for U.S. companies. Ong says retail stalwarts Nike or Apple may weather the storm, but smaller companies may feel the impact. But even if consumers want to avoid buying U.S. goods, Ali Sheriday, an economist at Carnegie Mellon, says it's hard to know which goods those are.
We produce something in the U.S., we ship it to Canada, Canada adds something to it and then ships it to China and then comes back to the U.S. and so on and so forth.
Finally, Jason Ong at Alex Partners says what consumers say they'll do isn't always what they actually do. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.